From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Palmer. The American Civil Liberties Union alleges in a lawsuit that a Kansas City police officer used excessive force when taking a man into custody in December 2013. The Kansas City Star reports that the suit filed yesterday against former officer Jordan Nelson seeks unspecified damages. It says Nelson kicked Joshua Bills' legs out from under him after Bills was stopped for matching a vague description of a suspicious person. The ACLU says Nelson never tried to put Bills in handcuffs or ask him to put his hands over his head or behind his back before the takedown. Video shows Bills hitting the ground. A Missouri man has been sentenced to 5 back-to-back life prison terms for a 2013 crime spree in which a 92-year-old woman was killed and 2 others assaulted. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 27-year-old Jeffrey Nichols asked for forgiveness from relatives of Carmelita Kaiser of Moberly before he was sentenced Thursday. He was convicted in June of first-degree murder in Kaiser's death and 16 other crimes. They were committed while Nichols and co-defendant Christopher Lewis were robbing houses to obtain money for drugs. Lewis was sentenced in 2016 to life in prison. Prosecutors sought the death penalty for Nichols, but jurors spared him. He said at the sentencing hearing that there are, quote, no words to express his remorse and that death is, quote, what I deserve. Advancements in DNA testing have enabled investigators to link 3 killings and a rape to Robert Brashears, the Missouri State Highway Patrol said today. Brashears strangled a South Carolina woman in 1990 and gunned down a Missouri mother and daughter 8 years later. Brashears, a Paragould, Arkansas man who had a long criminal record, killed himself during a 4-hour standoff at a motel in Kennett, a city in an area of southeastern Missouri that's wedged between Arkansas and Tennessee. Kansas City developer Dan Lowe says police have recommended setting aside an investigation of a claim made by a former employee that said a spy camera was placed under her desk at Legacy Development. Mary Caffrey of Leawood, Kansas, sued Lowe, Legacy Development, and others in May. She alleged that she was fired after she called police when she found the camera. Attorney David Cherbuck said in a statement today that Lowe denies Caffrey's allegations and that police found no evidence to connect Lowe to the camera. Catherine Palmer, KBIA News.